makers of XYZ present Sammy Kaye's Melody Showcase. New program for your entertainment. Music of the people, by the people, and for the people. In America, the birthplace of popular music, we can sing a gay song when we're sad, a sentimental song when we're romantic. We can swing and sway to the lilting rhythm of a foxtrot when we want to dance. But before we can sing or play, swing or sway, somebody must create the melodies we hum and jot down the words we sing. Every year, thousands of new songs are created. And each writer has the fervent hope that his or her manuscript will find favor with the great American public. But only a small percentage of these songs are ever offered for your approval. Many songs never have a chance to become hits because you, the listeners, never have a chance to hear them. But now, and this is the reason for Sammy Kaye's Melody Showcase, you will have a chance to hear them. Each week, Sammy Kaye will play your favorite hit songs and display in his Melody Showcase a few carefully selected compositions hitherto unsung and unknown. Compositions perhaps written by yourself or your next-door neighbor. From these new songs, you can select your favorite, and the new song that receives the most support will be launched on a professional career toward hitdom. Sammy Kaye lights up his Melody Showcase with a song you made an outstanding hit because you, the listeners, had a chance to hear it.
This is it. Comes that young blonde swingster, Jimmy Brown.
This is it, my great romance. I want to hang on to this one big chance. You're mine, my loneliness dies. I feel fine with stars in my eyes. Oh, it builds me up to such a height. You know this is so very real and right. And I thought love passed me by. But I must admit this is it.
Every time the clock turns around, somebody in these United States feels an urge to create a song. Some write the words, some write the music, and many write both. And out of this great mass of original, unpublished musical material, there are some fine, worthy manuscripts. And here's Sammy Kaye to tell you about the new songs he's going to display in tonight's Melody Showcase.
Thanks, Del Charbot. I didn't take the whole responsibility in selecting the songs for tonight's audience. I asked a very well-known hit writer to pick three unknown songs from the many we have received.
Sort of passing the buck, Sammy?
Not at all, Del. I select songs we play from a performer's standpoint of view. So it seemed a good idea to get a professional writer's slant, too. Our whole idea is to give our audience an opportunity to hear songs that otherwise would have gathered dust in somebody's trunk. You can't tell. We might discover a big hit.
About how many new songs are written every year, Sammy?
It's hard to get exact figures, Del. But it is estimated there are over 80,000 people trying their hand at songwriting, right here in the United States. Last year, about 30,000 manuscripts were copyrighted. And out of the small percentage published, only about 200 became outstanding hits.
In other words, it's a tough profession.
Plenty tough. But we feel that somewhere among the thousands of manuscripts that never had a chance to be heard, we can find one that deserves to be a big hit. For example, the first song we picked for tonight's Melody Showcase, which was written by Mr. and Mrs. Frank LaCropane. But before they were Mr. and Mrs., it may not rock the nation, but it did a great job for the LaCropanes. It got them married. I wish you'd read their letter, Del. You'd be secretary in charge of reading letters, so the boys and I can concentrate on reading the music.
Okay, Kay. Says Edna LaCropane, Dear Sammy Cave, I'm a teacher in a public school in Brooklyn. Last summer, while on vacation, I met a young man who had a guitar, a canoe, and a hobby. The hobby was writing music. One evening while I was paddling and he was drumming away, some words popped into my head. Well, we had so much fun collaborating on this song that we were married in the fall. We hope you like our song as much as we love each other. Very truly yours, Edna LaCropane.
We thought the tune was very cute. So here it goes in our Melody Showcase.
That's where you come in.
Sing it for you.
When the music needs a swing and the spring doesn't need a thing, I'm telling you, baby, that's where you come in. When the lyrics need a lift and the flowers begin to wilt, I'm telling you, baby, that's where you come in. Then there's a new tune just like a June moon. And there's a gay rhyme just like a Maytime. I've got a house, it's got a door. Do you know who it's waiting for? I'm telling you, baby, that's where you come in. That's where you come in.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell you how to participate in this program. After you've heard the three new songs Sammy Kay displays tonight for your approval or otherwise, sit down and drop us a penny postcard. Just write the name of the new song you like best with your name. The song that rallies the most support will be repeated next week and go on our blue ribbon list. The writers will receive $100 in cash. At the end of 12 weeks, Sammy Kay will play all the winning blue ribbon songs, and then you can make your final choice. The song receiving the most support will be published by a well-known New York music publisher, plus $1,000 in cash from the makers of XYZ. Incidentally, with every package of XYZ, your dealer will give you a voting card, which you can mail to us postage free. Here is an opportunity for you to help some deserving writer who never before had an opportunity to show his wares. Now Sammy Kay plays an old favorite, a song perhaps some of you helped make a hit many years ago.
Way back home in Indiana,
those Hoosier Hotshots, the Three Barons.
back home again in Indiana. And it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the wall back, then I long for my Indiana home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know you've been thrilled by the many songs written by our guest tonight. I might name a few of the 200 well-known songs he has composed. A Cottage Small by a Waterfall, Back Home Again in Indiana, Rose of Washington Square, Zing with the Strings of My Heart, and scores for many Ziegfeld Follies. Mr. James F. Hanley.
Thanks, boy. I got a great kick out of helping Sammy select the unpublished manuscripts for the old showcase tonight. And I think they're great tunes, all of them.
Before you go, Jimmy, could you give our listeners some advice about the songwriting business?
Yes, believe it or not, getting the first song published is the hardest. And that's why I believe firmly in the idea behind this program.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you'll be interested in the story behind a song Sammy Kaye had the pleasure of introducing. A song you quickly accepted and made into a hit. How about it, Sammy?
Well, here's the story, Dal. One night, Alice Faye was sitting at a table with Ben Oakland, the songwriter. And Ben asked her if she would do him a favor. Alice said she would. And Oakland, sort of a skeptical fellow, said, "Now, Alice, are you sure?" To which Miss Faye replied, "I promise you."
Lucky Sip.
Oakland almost jumped over the table.
Well, who wouldn't?
What a title for a song, he shouted. And they started to work. When the song was finished, we played it for the first time on the air. And here it is again. Proof of how quickly you can make a song a hit. If you, the listeners, have a chance to hear it.
I promise you
to go into Sammy Kaye's Melody Showcase was written by Mr. Sid Golden of Rochester, New York. And here's the letter that came with the manuscript. Dear Sammy Kaye, I am 30, married, have 2 children, and work for a large shoe chain. Selling shoes is my profession, but to me, it seems I've been writing songs all my life, which makes songwriting my first love and my obsession. The idea for the Toy Shop Cabaret was born during a shopping tour when my two-year-old girl saw a doll larger than herself, and before we knew it, she picked up the doll and started dancing with it. I instantly pictured a toy shop with all the toys coming to life. Louis Hersher wrote the music. Incidentally, Sammy, you rejected three of our songs before this one was selected, so I hope your confidence in the song's merit is mirrored by the reception of it by the radio audience. Gratefully yours, Sid Golden.
Here's a salute to Mr. Golden and his little daughter. The boys and I now place his manuscript, The Toy Shop Cabaret, in our Melody Showcase.
At the Toy Shop Cabaret,
something stirring in the air. On my block, there's a grand affair. The Toy Shop Bright is gay tonight. All the swells are gathered there. It's midnight, and the clock struck 12, and all the toys jump down from their shelves.
The blue music box is playing sweet and low. A brown teddy bear is putting on a show, while puppets on string are dancing to and fro at the Toy Shop Cabaret. A cute Cupid doll is dancing with a clown. The Jack in the Box is jumping up and down, and big bright balloons are flying all around at the Toy Shop Cabaret. There's little Jack Horner sitting in the corner, flirting with little Bo Peep, while shy Goldilocks with her sly little fox is playing tag with the boy blue sheep. The horns and the drums are making lots of noise. They're waking the man who makes the kiddies toys. They've all come to life to play like boys and girls at the Toy Shop Cabaret.
Sooner or later, Sammy, I guess about every type of person writes a song.
It seems so, Dal. We've heard from bankers, farmers, housewives, doctors, invalids, boys and girls in love. They all had a story to tell in song. We got a very good song from two boys who happened to get a tough break. Or maybe just happened to get tough. At any rate, they are serving time in the New Jersey Reformatory. Next week, I'm going to play their song. And they tell me they'd like very much to be in the studio with us.
You can't blame them for that.
No.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the third new song. A beautiful tune with expressive words sent in by Mr. Frank Lannon of St. Albans, Long Island. I want to read the letter that accompanies this manuscript. To me, it's a fine expression of dauntless courage. Mr. Lannon writes, "Dear Mr. Key, I'm 35. I play the cornet abominably, and as if that were not enough, I have a notion that I can compose songs. I'm married to a very dear and patient lady who tolerates my horn tooting and humors my song composing. I'm fully occupied at the present time doing nothing. A good many years ago, my pedal extremities struck up an acquaintance with some rowdy paralytic germs and have continued in their company ever since. Thank you for considering my song. Gratefully yours, Frank A. Lannon."
It gives us a great deal of pleasure to display Mr. Lannon's splendid song in our Melody Showcase.
I'm just a dreamer of dreams.
And these truly beautiful words by Clyde Burke.
Just a dreamer of dreams. Schemer of schemes that go awry, fade and die, still am I. Just a dreamer of dreams, wrapped in fond reverie. Ever I see you waiting there, mine to take. There I wake, just a dreamer of dreams, living in a dream when you are mine, dreaming of a theme of love divine. Just a dreamer of dreams, schemer of schemes that go
now arrive, dead and die. Why am I just a dreamer of dreams? Just a dreamer of dreams, schemer of schemes that go awry, fade and die. Just a dreamer of dreams.
That was nice going, Mr. Landon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we suggest that you get pencils and paper, because in a few minutes, Sammy Kaye will repeat a few bars from each of the three new manuscripts you have heard tonight. Also, he will repeat your favorite of last week, the song you chose to go on our Blue Ribbon list. While you're getting pencils and paper, Sammy and the boys will slice off a piece of well-known Swing and Sway, a song you made a hit because you, the listener...
The lady's in love with you.
Good advice from those Casanovas, the Three Barons.
If there's a gleam in her eye, each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Makers of XYZ ask you for your attention. This program is brought to you for three reasons. One, we want to entertain you. Second, we want to give you an opportunity to hear some deserving new music that otherwise would go unheralded and unsung. And three, we want to tell you about our products. Go to your XYZ dealer and get your voting blank and ask him for an entry blank if you have a song you want to submit to this program. Now get your pencils ready. In a moment, you can make your choice from tonight's new song.
The first new song we played was That's Where You Come In by Edna and Frank LaCropane, the young couple who found romance and marriage in a song.
I've got a house, it's got a door. Do you know who it's waiting for? I'm telling you, baby, that's where you come in. That's where you come in.
And then you heard The Toy Shop Cabaret, written by Mr. Sid Golden, the shoe salesman from Rochester, inspired by his little daughter.
The horns and the drums are making lots of noise. They're waking the man who makes the kiddies toys. They've all come to life to play like girls and boys at the Toy Shop Cabaret.
Next we played I'm a Dreamer of Dreams by Mr. Frank Lennon of St. Albans, Long Island.
Just a dreamer of dreams, schemer of schemes that go awry, fade and die, still to sigh. Just a dreamer of dreams.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Pick your winner and send in your selection. Address Sammy Kaye, care of XYZ, New York. And now a word to any of you who want to submit manuscripts for Sammy Kaye's Melody Showcase. Naturally, we can't play all of the songs submitted, but each week, Sammy and a well-known hit writer will endeavor to select three outstanding songs which seem to possess unusual merit. Please make a copy of your manuscript. Just the melody is all we require, with the words written under the proper notes. You keep the original and send us the copy. We'd appreciate a letter telling how, why, and when you wrote the song. We can't assume responsibility for loss of manuscripts either in transit or while in our possession, and no manuscripts will be returned. Writers of all songs selected to be played on this program will be notified and asked to sign the proper permission. And may the best song win.
And here's your winning song of last week. $100 goes to Mr. Dick Staunton and Max Porter of St. Louis, Missouri, for their song that you selected for our Blue Ribbon List.
Taking life so easy.
Congratulations, Dick Staunton and Max Porter. This is Sammy Kaye bidding you all good night and inviting you to tune in on our Melody Showcase, same night, same time, next week.